I panted as I jogged down the street. I looked at my fitness watch and smiled at the number of steps I had already taken, despite how the day was just starting. I increased my pace, turning my jog into a run as I tore down the street, determined to see just how far I could push myself. I made a few turns and finally arrived at the gym, out of breath. I felt good. I managed to keep running for over 10 minutes without stopping. I might have slowed down a little bit when I ran, but as long as I can say I didn't completely stop, it was all good. "Leg day?" a voice asked. "You know it," I said, smiling as I recognized Sam's voice. He was the gym's manager, and he was passing with a few empty boxes of gym equipment. "I wish I could be like you," he said. "What do you mean?" I asked, laughing. "Look at me. Who would believe I manage a gym?" he said, putting the boxes down to properly describe himself. I said, "You look pretty okay, Sam. You're a hunk," I added, giggling. "Only in your eyes. And it's probably because you're in love with me," he said. "I am," I said, laughing loudly. "Aw, well, I'll let you get back to it," he said, picking up the boxes and continuing walking towards the basement. I went to the part of the gym where the large mirrors were and posed in front of them, admiring my figure. I began to take off my sweaty top that I usually wear while I run, revealing the sports bra I wore beneath. Still looking through the mirror, I noticed the reflection of a man staring intently at me all the way from the treadmill section. I felt disgusted by his stare. I was very committed to my leg day, and I was sure he was just staring at my thighs and butt. I understand that some people have a banging body that you can't help to look at, but at least take a few glances and then look away. And if you must stare, do it discreetly, not so glaringly. I mean, we were at a gym, and most people there are already self-conscious about their bodies, and people staring could make them feel bad. Ignoring him, I put in my earbuds and began to jam to some workout music. About an hour later, I decided to take a water break. While resting, I noticed that he had not taken his eyes off me. He had changed positions and was at the weightlifting machine, but wasn't using it. Instead, his eyes were fixated on me. I decided to stare back at him, hoping he would realize that I caught him staring, and hopefully he would look away in embarrassment. But he didn't seem to get the memo. Instead, we were engaged in a really uncomfortable stare down. There was pure disgust on my face as I looked away and went back to my workout, determined to push thoughts of him out of my mind. I was totally done with my workout and was livid when I noticed him staring again. I walked towards him in rage. "Can I help you?" I asked him. "What?" he asked in return. "I said, can I help you?" I repeated. "Who knows? Maybe," he replied, with a pervy look on his face. That look irritated me, and it took divine intervention for me not to slap him. A couple of guys who were listening to the conversation laughed and patted each other. They were most likely his friends. "Didn't your mother teach you anything?" I asked him. "What did you say?" he asked, the corners of his mouth suddenly curving downwards in a frown. I realized that I probably should have let it go at that point, but I was still too annoyed. "I said, didn't your mother teach you anything reasonable? Like how it's not good to stare at people like a creep?" I asked him. "Hey now, I don't like that tone," he said, the smile returning to his face. "Besides, if you don't want me to look, don't go flashing that nice ass," he said, his pervy expression returning. My hand moved too fast for me to stop it. I slapped him hard across the face. I had not intended to hit that hard, and my palms stung, but it was too late to do anything. I showed no form of remorse or apology. The blow stunned him, and he staggered backwards, his face turning bright red. His face became redder still as it clouded in anger. His muscular chest began to heave aggressively as he approached me threateningly. His friends were also approaching, and I became frightened, but retained the angry look on my face. Sam suddenly appeared in front of me and my heart rate dropped. "What's going on here?" he asked, staring at the guy and his friends. "Nothing. I was just leaving," he said, and beckoned to one of the guys and left. I guess they weren't all his friends.
"Thank you, Sam," I said, letting out a sigh of relief.
You watch yourself," he said to me.
"Always,"
I said, as I walked away with my bag. At the corner, the guy from the gym was waiting for me. "Watch yourself, Lauren." I became terrified. It wasn't the threat that scared me. It sounded empty. The scary part was the fact that he already knew my name. I never mentioned my name, and neither was I wearing anything with a tag. I went back home frightened, but as time went by, the fear disappeared. The night came, and I was getting ready for my evening jog. I was very particular about cardio. The thing is that I was extremely chubby in high school, and people made fun of me. I had vowed never to let that happen again. I preferred jogging late because there were fewer people on the street and needed to maneuver through less pedestrian traffic. I nearly jumped out of my skin when suddenly someone jumped out of the shadows in front of me. "I told you to watch yourself, Lauren," a guy said in a menacing voice. I recognized the voice immediately, and sensing danger, I began to retreat instinctively. As I retreated, I bumped into someone behind me and jumped. I knew it was his friend from the gym. It wasn't a coincidence that they had met me here. They had been watching me since before the incident. They knew my jogging routine and knew when I would be in the area that had the least amount of number of people on the street. I froze in place, terrified and anxiously searching for an escape route. "No one will save you this time," he said with a wicked laugh. "I want to talk to you. Get in," he said, referring to the alley he had jumped out of.
"Please," I said, with quivering lips.
"What happened to that mouth of yours from earlier?" his friend asked. I recoiled to his touch and blurted out a plea. "Get in," he said again, bringing out a switchblade. "I won't say it again." I looked around frantically, but the streets were still empty. Not even a single car had driven by. I walked towards the alley, and just as I got near him, I pushed him away violently and took off down the street, shouting for help as I ran. I wasn't in a residential area, and no one heard me. I had no choice but to run as fast as I could till I got help. They were fit and kept up with me. In fact, they were fitter, and I could feel the gap between us beginning to close. I ran across the street, attempting to use the park to cut back the way I came. There would be more people on that street. I ran through the grass and struck a sprinkler, which sent me tumbling. In a matter of seconds, they were on me. I tried to push them off, but they overpowered me. The guy with the knife straddled me, and his friend held my legs together. With his knife, he sliced the top of what I was wearing, revealing only my jogging bra.
"This is for hitting me,"
he said as he began to unbuckle his pants. I screamed for help as he began to pull off my shorts, but the park was just as empty as the streets. I searched the ground frantically, looking for something to defend myself with. I didn't find a rock, but a small, streamlined stone like a flint, probably dropped there by kids. I picked it up and drove it into his eyes, getting blood on my fingers. He screamed in panic and dropped the knife as he got off of me. His friend let go of my legs to see if he was okay, and that was all I needed. I picked up the knife, and in one swift movement, I stabbed his friend in the thigh. He fell to the floor screaming, and I ran. I found a cop and led him to the place where they were at. They were both charged with assault, attempted rape, and attempted murder. Due to that incident, I don't jog anymore. I canceled my gym membership as well. My apartment is now my own little gym. It is everything I could need in a gym without having to run into psychopaths and pervs.
My name is Niles, and last year, I decided to join the gym. I wanted to improve my physical structure and to pursue a healthier lifestyle in general. And of course, I won't lie, I thought that improving my body's aesthetics wouldn't hurt either, regarding my chances with women. I found a place that was inviting enough. I even liked the name, Hulk's Gym. They even had a cartoon of the well-known gree and highly muscled character from the Marvel Comics. The gym had all the expected machines that would serve the expectations and different workout plans for all kinds of people. From the desperate, overweighted man who literally needs just to lose a few pounds for his own sake, literally, to the professional bodybuilder who proudly has a poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger from the 80s. I was neither of those extremes, just an average-looking guy who was 28 years old. I didn't really know where or how to start. But luckily enough, Hulk's Gym had a few personal trainers present who, for a small fee, would help me in such a way. And I was even extra lucky because I got to hire the services of Trish Jane, a beautiful and obviously very attractive and athletic woman. So 3 days a week, a couple hours each session, Trish Jane was now my gym teacher. And within a month, I was already starting to see the results. Trish was also influencing my diet, giving me advice on what I should eat and drink, and vice versa, of course. And remember, Niles, stay away from those pills and injections that promise a perfect male body. You may hear some people speaking wonders about them, but trust me, it's a highway to hell, she told me. Thanks for the heads up, Trish. I will keep that in mind. I'm very happy with what I've achieved already, though, actually, I'm very happy with what we achieved together. Without you orienting me, I wouldn't have come this far, I replied. That's what I'm here for. We're a team, she said. Listen, Trish, would you like to go and have dinner with me? I asked. As a team or as on a date? I would prefer a date, but a team is also just fine, I answered. Trish laughed and replied, A date is fine. Friday night? After our session here at the gym. We'll be starving, so I guess it's the perfect agenda. You pick the restaurant.
Great. Will do. Bye. See you Friday, Trish.
And that is how we started to date. Trish Jane's personality was vibrant and energetic. She was 8 years older than me. But if I hadn't been told by her about that difference, I never would have guessed. A few weeks later, we were not only progressing as a gym team, but also a couple. And on one occasion, precisely on another Friday night, we decided to get naughty and spend a romantic night at the gym. We planned to hide in the bathroom and wait for everyone else to leave the place, including the remaining staff. Then me and Trish Jane would sneak out and have our fun. The whole gym, just for us, to enjoy it as we wanted. It's going to be awesome, I said to Trish. So that night, I waited patiently in the men's bathroom for the gym to become completely still and dark. Of course, Trish did the same in the ladies' bathroom. Using our cell phones to keep in touch, 30 minutes after the last member of the staff left the gym, me and Trish decided to leave our respective hideouts and meet at the reception. We were having a blast. This place looks so different now that it's empty. It looks huge. And the silence, said Trish, walking around the different machines. I know. It's almost as if it's haunted. Let me light a few candles around here, I said, taking out the candles I had brought with me. And it's a lot more romantic, Trish answered as she kissed me. It was really a completely distinct scenario. We even put on some music and had dinner, which basically was just a couple of tuna sandwiches and orange juice. But as Trish and I were getting ready to take our night to another level, so to speak, We heard noises outside the gym. Caught by surprise, we put out the lights from the candles. Then I put the candles back in my backpack, and Trish did the same thing that was left with our meal. We were now in complete silence, waiting to see and hear what was going on.
Suddenly, we heard the gym's door being opened. Three men were coming in. Trying to be as quiet as possible, we ran away, back into the woman's bathroom. We figured that no one would find us there, since they were all male. "What's happening here?" I whispered to Trish, 15 minutes after we arrived to our safe spot. "I have no idea. These guys obviously have the key to the gym. Let me take a peek," she replied. "No, Trish, it's dangerous." I tried to stop her, but I couldn't. My adventurous girlfriend just had to feed her curiosity. A few minutes later, I heard what I didn't want to hear. She had been spotted.
"Ah, look what we have here. It's our friend, Trish Jane. You shouldn't be here. It's past your bedtime. This is a boys' reunion. What are you doing here anyway?" A man spoke.
"Hey, Jeff. I was just, I fell asleep."
"Yeah, right. You know about our business now. A little bit illegal, yes. Drugs, but very profitable. Nevertheless, unfortunately, in our kind of business, publicity is the last thing we need," the man said. And suddenly, I heard something crack, and Triss was now silent. Deadly silent. With my hands shaking, I dialed 911. I told them about my situation. 20 minutes later, I heard new voices in the gym.
"Police! Hands in the air!"
Relieved, I came out of my hiding place. I saw the policemen arresting three mysterious guys that were using the gym as their gathering place. They all worked at the gym and were drug dealers. Not just drugs used to boost your muscles, but heavy stuff, like heroin and cocaine. One of the policemen came to me and explained why me and Trish were there. And then the policeman said, "I'm very sorry. There's nothing we can do for your girlfriend. One of these bastards broke her neck." Only then I saw, between the shadows of the darkened gym, the dead body of Trish. The officer was right. There was nothing they could do.